This is Becky McRae, and welcome back to Small Biz Survival. We're on the road today doing a quick audio interview with Greg McLaughlin. We are in the Llama Bean Cafe and Eatery in beautiful downtown Simcoe, Ontario. So, Greg, tell people who you are and what you do.
Well, I've spent 22 years in media, and actually from the city of Toronto, and I moved down here about 23 years ago. And in 2007, I realized that the media business was changing dramatically, so it was time to look for a plan B.
All right. So plan B turned out to be an online business for you.
Yeah. I looked at what were the things that connected me to a potential business opportunity. And I live in a forest, do a lot of forestry work, amateur naturalist and wildlife photographer. So I decided, okay, there's an opportunity here to look at the environmental jobs business, because there was a real void in Canada for how you find those types of jobs. So I could deliver that service and be genuinely authentic because I'm part of that community, and let's give it a shot. That's what I did.
Okay, and so you actually live in a community of just a few hundred people?
A community of 200 people. I have a 30-acre forest where I live, and one of the stories I always like to tell is that when I launched the business, it existed on dial-up for several years because the forest blocked a lot of the signals.
And that was in what year that you started?
That was in 2007.
So you were on dial-up in 2007.
Yes.
And out there competing with all these broadband connections.
Exactly. But, you know, like I say, the world doesn't know that you're on dial-up. They access your service. They don't know the behind-the-scenes, and it ran fine, ran smoothly.
You have more broadband speed now.
Yeah, we had broadband come in several years ago, so now I can get my signal going up instead of through the woods. So it makes a big difference, yeah.
Excellent. So it's been a successful business for you? Has carried
it's,
you?
It's gone very well, and 2014 will be another large investment to deliver some more services to it, make it just a lot of different things that clients are wanting, so we can add those to it. And a lot of national big nonprofits are clients, so it's really thrilling.
So you get to work with people from all over the nation of Canada and probably globally from your little village.
Yeah, from that little village. It's mainly a Canadian environmental job site, but I get clients from Australia, the UK, United States. And that's one of the things looking at is really trying to expand its international reach as the next step. So.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for taking time to talk to me today.
No, thanks for having me.